From NPR News, this is Day to Day. As we just heard, a lot of people are losing their homes and their jobs as this housing crisis unfolds. One cause of all this trouble, big salaries for CEOs. At least that's according to the AFL-CIO. The group says those pay packages encouraged CEOs to take risks, risks that got many of their financial institutions in trouble. The labor group unveiled its latest executive pay watch report today. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here with the details. And so, Amy, how much money did these CEOs make?
Well, last year, the average CEO of a company listed on the S&P 500 index earned, ready for this, $14.2 million.
Wow.
That's based on numbers from the Corporate Library, a research group focused on shareholder issues. And the figure is actually down a bit from last year. But the AFL-CIO mentions another recent study by the Economic Research Institute and the Wall Street Journal. It showed that executive pay shot up much more in the last year than revenues did. So at 45 randomly selected companies, compensation jumped by more than 20% from a year ago, but revenues grew less than 3%. So the labor group says, you know, there's clearly a gap here between performance and pay.
Mm-hmm. And so does the group then tie it all into the credit crunch and the housing problem and all that?
Yeah, I mean, the group, you know, clearly has an axe to grind. Mm-hmm. Labor groups are big shareholders of many of these companies through their pension funds. But what they say is that many of these compensation packages reward risky behavior and then don't hold the CEO accountable if something goes wrong. I spoke with Rich Trumka, the AFL-CIO's National Secretary Treasurer. He gave me one example. Washington Mutual was one of the top subprime lenders during the housing boom and is now facing some of the biggest fallout with loan losses and foreclosures. But Trunka says consider the bonus CEO Kerry Killinger can expect to get this year.
In 2008, Killinger will get a bonus based on measures that exclude the effects of loan loss provisions, exclude expenses related to resizing and restructuring, and exclude any expenses relating to foreclosed real estate assets. You really have to wonder what the board of directors was thinking about.
The report also blames another popular performance measure called return on equity, which basically means that the more money the company makes, the more the CEO makes, which sounds like a good idea, except that it gave executives incentive to take on a lot of debt to make that money, which is part of what got Bear Stearns in so much trouble.
And what do the CEOs say in their defense?
Well, they say this is a tough job. And, you know, people involved in compensation say these CEOs aren't staying around as long. Boards have to attract them. And how do you attract them? With money.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.